Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Praise him, for he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. Anybody here know God worthy to be praised? Amen. I mean, he's been an awesome God in your life, and he's done some things for you. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come now this morning to say thank you. And Master, we are so thankful for so many things. For truly you have been a good God. For truly you have lived up to your word. For you have not forsaken us. You have not forgotten about us. And then, Master, you hear our airy cry. So we come this morning to say thank you for being that God. Thank you for being the one that we can count on when we can't count on anyone else. Thank God for being that one who can stand in the gap for us when we can't stand for ourselves. You are such an awesome God. And we pray, Master, that while we are here, that you continue to share with us, continue to visit with us, continue to commune with us. Share your love, share your clarity, share your understanding, share your wisdom, and your knowledge. We ask now these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name. We do now pray. Let every heart say amen. We now have our opening hymn, hymn number 590.
Oh, y'all.
Yeah, I woke up this morning to a brand new day, y'all.
I didn't have no doubt. No doubt.
Oh, I know.
Lord, take care of me.
And I know.
He'll provide for me.
And I know He will.
He can guide me all the way.
Yes, all the way. Woke up this morning with the Holy Ghost, y'all.
I didn't have no doubt.
Yeah, I say I woke up this morning with the Holy Ghost, y'all.
I didn't have no doubt.
I felt like walking. I felt like talking.
I felt like praying.
I felt like singing.
Felt like praying
to the Lord.
Felt like praying.
Cause God's so good.
Felt like praying.
Our Father.
Felt like praying.
Who art in heaven.
Felt like praying.
Hallowed be thy name.
Felt like praying.
Woo, I felt like praying.
Felt like praying.
You know, I felt like singing.
Felt like singing.
Yes, I felt like singing.
Felt like singing.
I praise the Lord.
Lord.
Felt like singing.
Felt like singing.
Felt like running.
Felt like shouting.
Felt like shouting.
He had all the power.
Felt like shouting.
Now, if that didn't move you, something wrong. Huh? If that didn't move you, something is wrong. Because you should have woke up this morning thanking God for all His grace, all His mercy, all of His love, all of His kindness. Because you received all of that this morning. Somebody ought to give God some praise up in here. Hallelujah. All right. Have mercy. Amen. Thank you, sir. Amen. Amen. I don't even know how to move on. Amen. Because I feel Him. Amen. God is good. I wish all of us knew just how good He is. Huh? Do you know how good He is? Huh? He's giving you the very breath that you're breathing right now. You're not breathing because you're sitting in the oxygen. God allows you to be able to breathe. Oh, somebody give God some praise. Because if he stopped you from breathing, do you not know that you're going to die right now? But God allowed you to continue to. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Thank you, Walter. Amen. Not for just singing that song, but for singing it with such conviction. Amen. You know, it's time out for playing church. More of us need to show our conviction. Huh? I know a lot of us like to sit quiet. It's okay to sit quiet in church, okay? But the Bible says, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. And then it says, if you don't say it, then Lord, I have a rock to cry out in your place. Ain't no rocks gonna cry out in my place. Amen. Every time I get an opportunity, I'm gonna let everybody know just how good God is. Even when they threaten to take my job, guess what I say? Go ahead and take it, because you knew I was a preacher when you hired me. Just because I'm on your campus don't mean I'm going to stop doing who I am. God called me to be a preacher, and that's what I'm going to do. When they ask me to give them some word, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to give them some word. Amen. Even if you take my job, guess what? God got another one for me. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you. We're so thankful today because you are our God. We're thankful because we have been led to you. We've been drawn to you by way of your Son. For he said in his word, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Thank you for choosing us and drawing us to you. For we learn in life there's no greater thing than to be called your child. There's no greater thing than to be in your presence. There's no greater thing than to experience your love. Father, we come today realizing there's no greater thing in this world than to call you Father. Thank you for being just who you are to us. For every time we need something, we can call on you. And we can experience what you told Moses when Moses was trying to figure out just who you are and who should he tell the children of Israel has sent him. You simply said, I am. We come to say thank you for allowing us to experience I am. Which means everything that we need in life, you will be just that. No matter what we're lacking, you're that. No matter what we strive to be, you are that. You give us the power to do things. You give us the power to go through. You give us the power to overcome. And then you give us the power to see through the darkness that's before us. Thank you, Master, for being our God. We ask now, Master, that you continue to walk with us, continue to guide us and lead us and keep us. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. We ask now that the officers will come for the purpose of tithing and offering.
Because it's really true that you can be God's giving.
God, that we come down to say thank you for that which has been given here today. And Master, as we always do, we ask, Master, that you be with us as we make decisions in reference to these gifts, so that it'll bless the kingdom of God. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name. We do now pray. Let every heart say amen.
Release us, no doubt.
may rise. His name dried tears from my eyes. Oh, Jesus, a heavenly Father, He satisfies.
Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. I wanted to sing some more. Amen. Amen. We're going to take Stefan and Walt on the road. Amen. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. I won't be before you long, for we do have to serve communion today. Amen. But if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms 5, and I will read verses 1 through 3. Psalms 5, verses 1 through 3. Or should I say standards 1 through 3. And it reads, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up." Amen. May God add a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his holy word. That particular scripture, if I was to take a subject, it would be called "Get Ready, Get Ready, Get Ready." Let me say that again, get ready, get ready, get ready. My proposition to you is that your preparation precedes your blessings. Let me say that again. Your preparation precedes your blessings. My brothers and my sisters, in the halls of education, in the boardrooms of our careers, on the fields of our athletic achievements, we've been taught that preparation is very important. Even our parents has taught us that we must prepare ourselves for the things that may come in life. And we realize that preparation is what sets us up for success. If we're not prepared, there will be no success. It don't just fall in your lap. God meets you at your preparation. So if you don't have any preparation, there will be no meeting of you and God and your plan. If there is no plan, God will bypass you. I just said something. Because somebody here hasn't made any plans yet, and God needs you to go ahead and make those plans. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God needs for somebody who's been trying to get something situated and get something set up. God said, if you go ahead and write down your plans, I will meet you at your I will meet you at your plans. But without there being any plans, without there being any preparation, God said he will not meet you there. You'll continue to spin your wheels in mud because you have not made the plans that God intends for you to make in order for him to bless you. It's very important for us to realize that our plans are part of God's process in order for us to receive a blessing. If there are no plans, God will not bless you. Here we see in this psalm that David is planning. David always is planning because if you know anything about David, David is a military general. Everything David does is strategic. He lines everything up because he knows that God will bless him if he prepare for the blessing. I said something some of us haven't received because some of us, we want to be blessed, but we never get prepared. What you talking about, Reverend? Well, you come to church. That don't mean you're going to get blessed. You come here the same way and you leave the same way. God don't bless that. If you come here and you allow God to speak to you and there's a change in your life, then God will bless you.
Because without there being a change, then you can't line up with God. Let me help you here. The military, when you go into the Marines, what do? They break you down. They tear you down. They break you until they can get you to a place where they begin to mold you. Then once they begin to mold you, then they start giving you some things. They start giving you the ability to be successful when you're out on the field. Y'all don't hear me? When you are broken down, and there's always a breaking when it comes to God. Let me share that with you. Because we are always at odds with God as far as our flesh. Because we have a will. And sometimes our will don't want to do what God asks us to do. And so our will fight what God tells us to do. So some of us are missing blessings because we are listening to our will versus listening to the will. And it's a shame because some of us are sitting on stuff and we know that God intended for us to do things, but we are so afraid we haven't done them yet. God said, if you plan, don't be fearful, because if there's preparation, I am there. Look at God. God is just like our earthly fathers. If you had a man in your life like I had one of mine, you couldn't just go to him about something that you thought was important. You had to have a plan in place. You had to have some ideas. You had to have a process set up, because if you didn't, they wouldn't bless you. I heard Shaq on TV the other day said his children, they just want things, but he told them, if you come to me with a plan, I'll bless you. Some of us still have not gotten ready to be blessed, but we want God to bless us. God said, you got to make a plan. In Habakkuk, the Bible says that if you write your plan down and make it out plain. Anybody here ever wrote down their plans for the year? Me and the wife, we did it 1 year. You heard I say 1 year. We need to go back and do it again. We've been talking about doing it again, but we haven't done it. But we wrote out a blessing board and the things that we look to achieve for the whole year. And then we gave ourselves 5 years to achieve some of these things. But when we stayed focused on those things and we prayed to God to move in those things and work those things out for us, we found ourselves marking them off a whole lot faster than we thought we would. God says, if you prepare a plan, and not only prepare a plan, but be focused. When you read the text here, David says this. David says in verse 1, he says, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Meditation here means he was intensely focused on one particular thing. He was intensely focused on God delivering him from his enemies. The shameful part about it was his enemies here was his own son, Absalom, who was looking to take his life and kill him. But David says, God, I get up every morning to tell you my plan. This prayer is a prayer of deliverance. David is looking for God to do something for him, but he's letting God know, I am intensely focused on this goal coming to fruition. You want to be blessed? Be focused. Intensely focused. Put your effort into it. If you want to be successful, put all you got into what you want. I remember my mother used to teach me, baby, dress for the job that you want. I know some of y'all from the old school like me. If you go into a job and just the same things everybody else go out, guess how they're going to look at you? They're going to look at you just like everybody else. But if you dress for success, you show them that you have a plan. If you dress for success, they'll see the plan in you. Well, children of God, If you want success, guess what? You got to show God that you are ready for the success. He's not going to give it to you if you're not ready. God never gives you anything that you can't handle. No, some of us want stuff that we're not ready for. Because you haven't intentionally focused yourself in that area. You haven't given yourself energy in that area. So God will not give you that blessing in that area because you are not ready. Unfortunately, we're not the children of Israel wandering around in the wilderness where God was dropping food out the sky. We're in a different era where you have to allow God to see that you are willing to do what's needed to be done to receive the blessing. And he's not talking about the stuff that the earthly folks talking about. He's talking about your intentions with him. Do you get up in the morning like David did here? Soon as you get out your bed, do you fall on your knees and you pray to God about this situation? Or do you just get up and go on about your day? Doing what you want to do, but then expecting God to give you something. You know, a lot of our children are like that nowadays. I think we messed them up somewhere along the way. And I know this because I had to hire them. They want the success, but they don't want to do the work. They think it ought to just be given to them. It doesn't work that way. You have to put in the work to get the success. You have to have a plan for the success to come. David said, God, I get up every morning and I focus on this one thing. David said, I don't want you to just deliver me from my enemies. I want you to destroy them. If you go back and look in that psalm in verse 10, he asked God to destroy them. Because they have turned from him. David says, not only do I want you to destroy them because they have turned from you, because they turned on me. If they turned on me, they turned on the kingdom of God. Not only do I want you to destroy them because they turned on me and turned on you, I want you to destroy them because they're lukewarm in their efforts. They say one thing, but they do another. They are two-faced. The Bible teaches us that if someone is lukewarm or two-faced, the Bible says that God will spew you out of the body because he wants you to be hot or cold. Not somewhere in the middle. When we're talking about receiving a blessing, you got to be hot. You got to be focused. You got to be driven. You got to know that God is the one who can give you what you are looking for. Where's your focus? Where are your efforts? Where is your plan? In other words, where is your preparation? If you haven't gotten prepared, there will not be a blessing. But God says, if you prepare yourself, if you have a plan, if you have focus on me, just like he did here for David, everything that'll keep you from receiving your blessing, God said, I'll destroy it. God said, I will make a way. There we go. Out of no way. God said, I'll do some things that you've never seen done before. I'll work miracles that you've never seen. I will give you things you never thought. You can have, but the only way it's going to happen is if you prepared yourself. If your mind has changed from the way you perceive things to the way God perceives things. Stop looking out of your own eyes and look out of the eyes of God. In other words, where you see there's a trouble, where there's trouble, God sees where there can be victory. Where you see there's a mountain, God see you conquering. You have got to start looking at things the way God perceives things, not the way that you see things. How you know that to be true, Reverend? When they were going over into the promised land, they sent spies. All the spies but one came back and said, there are giants in there, we can't conquer them. One says, we can conquer them. And because of that one, they received their blessing. Start looking at things the way that God wants you to see things in your plan. Write your plan out. Make it simple. Don't make it so difficult. We like to make things too hard. Make it simple. Because God only needs for you to write it. He don't need all your strategicness. He'll do the rest. Remember what he told Moses? Just open up your mouth. I'll talk for you. God don't need you to do nothing but plan. Because when you plan, you show him that you are focused on him. And not only that you're focused on him, but you believe in him and you trust him to be exactly who he said he is. If you want your blessings, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Give God a hand clap of praise. The doors of the church are now open if there will be one. The time is now. And the Bible says, come while God can't be found, for surely shall come a time where God cannot be found. Now that the officers will come for the purpose of communion, as they come, we ask that you prepare yourself. That you may not eat nor drink damnation unto your souls. For the Bible shares with us that some of us sleep and some have even died because they have taken from this table unworthily. Prepare your hearts to receive our Lord and Savior. And I know some of us think that it's just some old juice and some crackers. But God has this power that has no limit. And according to God's power, what we're eating is actually the body of Christ. And what we are drinking is his blood. So that, for this communion is holy. And if you have not cleansed your heart, and the way that you can clean your heart is remove all some faults that you have with your brothers and your sisters. So if you have some trouble with someone, the Bible says that you need to ask God for forgiveness. And God is a right now God who can forgive you right now. He doesn't have to wait until tomorrow. He can forgive you right now so that you can eat from this table and drink from it worthily. Amen. Let us bow our heads so I can pray before we proceed. Father God, we come now asking that you be with us. Allow us, Master, to lay ourselves before you, and that we may be transparent so that you can search us. Search our hearts, search our minds, Master, to make sure that everything that's about us is pleasing in your eyesight. For we do not want to drink from this table unworthily, but we want to please you in all our efforts. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Let our hearts say amen.
Therefore, Father God, we ask now that as we leave this place, that you would go with us. Protect us and keep us, Master, for we know that there's an evil world waiting on us. But we know we can go through every situation as long as you are there with us. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name. We do now pray that every heart say amen.